Hey sis, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace. Hello, ladies, and welcome to episode 77. I pray that you ladies are doing amazing and loving all these amazing women that have come on as a guest so far. And today, I hope that you're ready, especially if you're in the Navy, especially if you're an officer and possibly even thinking about the transition, because we have a Navy veteran that, which, by the way, crazy story before I introduce her, we still don't know how we met and connected through Instagram, but when I tell you that I fell in love with what she was doing on her profile, her Instagram, TV, IGTV, interviews that she was hosting on there, I just immediately gravitated to her because of just how she was showing up, and even more so because she was a Navy veteran. I have never really had a connection that was other than Army, so another service. So I really just enjoyed everything she was saying. It really resonated coming from a military standpoint. So I hope that you all enjoy her as much as I do. And I didn't realize this morning either, but you have listened to other Navy veterans as well. So again, I hope that you enjoy her. And if you are driving or you are just at home relaxing or getting things done, you know, make sure that you grab one of your favorite drinks. But if you're driving, of course, you can't do that. But either way, enjoy this conversation. And when I tell you that this lady not only is amazing on social media, she also has a podcast. She is the host of Healthy Woman Warriors. And, you know, one of the things that I love about her podcast is that when she talks about health as a whole, she does bring, you know, burnout as well. And I think that, many coaches don't do this. And, you know, that's one of the things that really stood out or stands out to me too when I listen to her podcast. So if you haven't signed up or subscribed, I should say, to her podcast, I highly recommend that you do. You can pause this episode right now, or you could just wait till the very end. But seriously, you really need to connect with her and listen to her, because you'll know immediately when you hear her voice that she just has that gift as well to share everything that she knows through this platform. And before I introduce her, I'm going to go ahead and just read a bio. As again, if you've been listening to all the guests that have come up, I read a bio and then we go into kind of just learning more about her. So Ashley is a Navy officer and health coach who helps military women lose weight and pass their fitness tests so that they feel confident in their bodies and uniform. And unlike most health coaches, she doesn't focus on restrictive dieting, but instead teaches you how to create healthy habits in the four pillars of in health so you can sustain a healthy lifestyle over time. All right. Welcome, Ashley.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Wendy. I am so excited to be here. And I was like blushing that whole intro. So
yeah, we're actually, you guys, I use this app called Zencastr or software. I actually don't even know what it is, but we can see each other, which I think makes it even in more amazing interview, because we're able to kind of make that connection behind the microphone and behind the computer. So I'm just so happy that you got to be here, and thank you again for just being able to make it, because I know your time is so valuable as well. And, you know, I want to go ahead and get started with what I read on your website, Ashley, and you may not know this, and I mean, you do know because it's on your website, but, you know, one of the things that I love about, you know, when other women have a coaching business or are in the coaching industry, you know, it always kind of goes back to like the mission, right? And you're very clear about that on your website. And you say, my mission and purpose is to heal the military by teaching the women in our community how to live healthy lives. And so what does, you know, where did that start for you?
Yeah, well, like many things, it started in my own struggles. So I, when I first got to my first tour in the Navy, I was stationed in Hawaii, and everyone's like, oh man, you're stationed in Hawaii, like the dream. It was a really hard time. So I'm someone that, you know, in high school growing up, I was a year-round athlete. I was a competitive swimmer. And so that was like how I stayed fit. And when I got to the Naval Academy, I struggled with my health. I'm not a runner. I never really learned how to work out outside of like being in a sport. And then the food they feed you, you don't have control over your diet, not really. And the food they feed you is supposed to feed the football players. It's like not the best recipe for success. So I did struggle with my weight and passing weigh-ins through my time at the Naval Academy. And that was something that I carried a lot of like shame around. Mm-hmm. And then I got to my first ship and I was an engineering officer, which, if you don't know anything about ships, those engineering officers work long hours. We're on board before most people show up, and we're there long after they leave too. So, and about 6 months in, it just started kind of weighing on me. I had like a solid month where I literally did not see the sun because I was rolling in well before sunrise and leaving well after sunset, even on the weekends. And of course I wasn't taking care of myself because I didn't know how to. So this started to compound until I started struggling with depression. And then that depression started to turn into really borderline suicidal thoughts. It took me many years to admit that to myself. But for those of you that have been stationed in Hawaii, I used to drive home on the H3 and think, what if I just went over the guardrail? And I would sit in my car after work and just cry. Mm. And that was the point that to me was like the rock bottom of like, I have got to figure this out because it's literally life or death at this point. And of course, I'm also still putting on a good face at work. Like I'm still doing the job and whatever.
Right.
Because you have to, because you're getting ready for deployment and you're doing inspections and all the things, and you can't let your sailors see you crack. So, So I was like, okay, I need to figure this out. And that's when, this is why I'm so dedicated to like healthy habits, because this is literally what changed everything for me, is I just started making small changes because it's the only thing I had time or bandwidth for. I started doing, you know, small 20, 30 minute workouts. My first like healthy diet change was literally just limiting serving sizes. It's like, okay, if I'm going to eat a cookie, I'll eat one. but that's where it started. And by the time I deployed, I was still struggling with depression, but my workouts had become a non-negotiable because I was like, I literally need the brain chemistry. Like I need the endorphins to balance out. And it showed me how much, A, that we don't talk about this. I did actually try to get help from medical and they were like, I don't know how to help you because I feel the same way. Yeah, that's not helpful. When the doctor's like, I don't know what to do for you. Like, okay, cool. There's this huge stigma, right? So it was all these things. But as I started to figure it out for myself, I also started sharing with my peers and we became workout buddies and accountability buddies. And that was like really the start for me of, okay, maybe I can actually make a difference here because there are major problems with how we treat health and wellness in the military, especially as women.
Yes, 100%. And, you know, thank you so much for sharing that. I know that, one, it's difficult sometimes to take ourselves backwards, right? Like to take ourselves back to that actual experience. And then, two, being able to really shed some light on, you know, this picture that we have, right? As, you know, especially as a naval officer or a Naval Academy grad, right? It's kind of like, how dare she feel terrible about herself? Like, how dare she, you know, like not be able to manage her weight and or her physical abilities, right? Like, what is it? Like, what's wrong with her?
Or be sad and depressed when you live in Hawaii. Yeah, like, how dare you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have the beach, you have the sun. Like, what else do you need besides flip-flops, right? And they're like, why would you even complain about this? And, you know, you really bring up a great point when it comes to one, really hitting rock bottom. I think that that's when we realize, and I think not only women, but I think both men as well, but I think for women specifically in the military, because we're so driven and we've been trained. That's what I like to think about it, or how I think about it. We've been trained, we've trained our minds, not in a negative way, right? But just by nature of the habits that we've created and we've consistently, you know, done for possibly, you know, over 4 years, just speaking about the academy within itself. And then you go into an environment where you're still doing very similar activities, but just 100 miles an hour more, faster and longer, possibly. Even like you said, you know, you wouldn't leave work until after the sun went down. So, you know, it's very similar as well in different jobs in the Army. And I'm pretty sure it's true in the Marine Corps and in the Coast Guard and in the Air Force, right, in different ways. And I think that when we can take a moment to hit rock bottom, one, we've allowed ourselves to become aware of what's happening, right, emotionally. Mm-hmm. But then you take it another level or a deeper level and you're like, okay, there's something that I can do about this. This is obviously something that it's a problem. It's not a problem that, meaning it's not you that you're the problem, but there's a problem that you can now go and solve, right? And I think that that's what kind of triggered you and hit you. And, you know, like any other woman that has struggled with their weight or, you know, not being able to pass for the Army is a PT test, physical training test that we call it. And, you know, it's kind of like, wow, like, I can't believe that that has happened. So now, you know, what do I do about it? But sometimes it could take us, you know, days, weeks, months, sometimes even years to really, you know, kick in and start making those small changes, like you said. And I think that that's, you know, crucial when it comes to change, right? When it comes to building habits, you want to start small, because at the end of the day, the impact is going to be large at the end of, you know, X amount of days, X amount of times that you do it, because of the nature, right, that we're making and we're training and rewiring our mind with, you know, this is what's new, and our brain likes new as long as it's exciting. But it's not exciting, but I'm still going to do it because the result is going to be exciting, right? I'm going to be where, one, I would want to be, not only because of, you know, how I look, but possibly because of, you know, the example that you are, you know, around, you know, the Navy and people around you, right? Which, you know, brings me into a question that I had here for you when it comes to being able to recognize that you're going too hard or too fast, right? Like, as a coach, you are now aware. And I love how you made this, you know, not necessarily public, but you put it on your podcast and you said that you needed to take a break, you know. And I think I even commented on your Instagram and I said, I love that you're leading by example, right? Because that's really what it takes, not only to be, you know, who you are as a leader, but also as a coach and as a woman, right, that wants to have change or make change, be an impact. You have to be, you know, leading by example. And I think that what you did by taking a break and being honest about it, like, okay, I have a lot going on right now, and I just really need to take a break from that. Tell us a little bit more of, you know, how, you know, that came to fruition.
Yeah. So, and I'm so glad you bring that up, because it's something that I struggled with making that decision, right? Because my, you know, the mission that you brought up and serving this community is so close to my heart. And I think this is something that we struggle with generally. You know, it might be with your family, it might be, you know, with your job in the military, but we tend to be in this community, service-driven people, and it's so easy to give, give, give until you have nothing left for yourself. And for me, I was actually going through my qualification process as an engineering duty officer, and I had stressed myself out so much that I went into a board and like basically made myself sick. And wow. Afterwards, so I failed the board. And afterwards, I went home. And I just like cried on my couch. I was like, okay, I only have space for doing the things I have to do, which are, you know, the work and the qual and self-care. I have to take everything else off the table. And there was a part of me where I was like, oh my God, I felt so bad. And I didn't know what the response would be. But then, mm-hmm. you know, people like you, I had other friends, creatives, coaches reaching out and going, the fact that you did this is modeling this for me. I'm taking a step back from my business or from, you know, responsibilities right now too, because you showed me that I could, that I had permission. And every time I like start to doubt that decision, I remember like I was still serving by doing that.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that we have to remember, right?
Yeah. 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 Because I mean, you brought up a great point. You know, you said it was difficult for me or difficult to me, something like that. And mm-hmm. it really is, right? Like, you know, regardless if you're a military spouse listening right now, if you're just a stay-at-home mom and, you know, I can't even begin to remind myself how hard it is to be a stay-at-home mom, how hard it is to be a leader, right? And, you know, have a spouse that clearly is depending a lot on you, believe it or not. They depend 99% of everything that falls under this relationship on us. On the wives, right? So, yeah. You know, it's difficult enough to even just think about it when we're like, okay, if I step out of the game for a moment, like our minds are like, okay, everything is going to go down. No one's going to want to listen to us anymore because we've taken a break. No one's going to want to, you know, coach with me again because I've taken a break. Or what are my sailors going to think of me? What are, you know, what's my leadership going to think of me? And we go into this like cycle again of exhausting ourselves mentally and still continue to carry everything else every single day. So, you know, I love that you said this because, you know, this, you know, allows our listeners, again, if you're listening and you're a military spouse, really a woman out there that wants to take a break, the feels that it may or thinks that it may be detrimental to people around you or the work that you're doing, you know, remembering that you're still serving by doing that one thing because you're taking care of you. You're taking care of your mental, emotional, physical health. And that is not only going to benefit people around you now, but more so for the future. So I love that you brought that up, Ashley, and that you said that because it's true. You know, the better you are, the best version you can be, the better it's going to be for others around you rather than having you there present, physically, and not be there present as, yeah. you know, mentally and emotionally and actually listening to them and being a part of the team.
Well, so and if you talk to anyone that's close to you or coworkers or bosses, right, and you're like, hey, do you want me to do all the things to the point that I burn myself out and that I'm no longer functional? No one's going to be like, yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Like, no, please take care of yourself because we need you.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right. And, you know, it's when we think about it that way, you know, at first we may laugh about it, but that's really when we take a moment to dissect that, we're like, we know what the answer is going to be. They're going to be like, no, Wendy, go home. Ashley, go home and take, yeah. you know, this time off. Don't come to this meeting. Don't do this XYZ thing. Order out some healthy food, right? Or, you know, what is it? DoorDash or Uber Eats something that's healthy versus having to, you know, do the extra thing. But, you know, kind of like prioritizing and, you know, everything that, you know, you and I kind of believe in when it comes to what are we valuing most, right? And so now for you, Ashley, what do you think has been, you know, the most challenging area like that you've either coached your clients on or what your clients have struggled with, especially if they're in the military?
You know, I think it's this topic. It's that balance of feeling like that there's this shame around not showing up as who you're supposed to be. And that's pretty broad, right? So sometimes it's shame because you're not doing all the things, or I mean, like personally, like right now, I feel like I am imperfectly flailing around doing a lot of things. And I, you know, this is stuff I still struggle with, overwhelm. I told my boss the other day, I was like, I feel like I am Atlas with the world on my shoulders and my knees are buckling. You know, so there's that. But then going back to the health piece, right, there's a lot of shame and guilt around not showing up as what you should look like as a military veteran or someone still wearing the uniform. I don't look like I should because I've gained weight, or if you've gotten out, it's like, and I'm air quoting this because I would never use this language, but like, I've let myself go, right? Yeah. I mean, and there's so much wrapped up into that. And then it goes into every other relationship they have, right? Mm-hmm. The relationship with themselves then expands to the relationship with their spouse, with their relationship with their kids. A lot of times it ends up being they come to work with me because they're like, I want to be a better example for my kids, for my sailors, mm-hmm. to be able to be the spouse that my, you know, my partner needs and wants. But it all goes back to that shame and guilt of not showing up as who you think you should be.
Yes, that is so true, because, you know, I've struggled with my weight too. You know, as you were saying, when you were in the Naval Academy of doing, you know, not passing weigh-ins and so on and so forth, I actually was really close of not passing my weigh-in to, or no, I didn't pass my weigh-in, but I was really close of not passing what we called the Army body fat composition.
The tape.
So yeah, the tape, pretty much. And I wasn't sure if the Navy did the same thing, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep. The old rope and choke. Yep.
Yes, that. And, you know, my NCO, thankfully, he was so... Like, he was about to retire, so he was in the ROTC space, and he was an infantry guy, so he was like... And back then, my last name was Mazariegos. I wasn't married yet, and he was like, Mazariegos. And for those of you who can't hear me, like, he literally had, like, the sharp hand, and he was like,
the knife hand.
Yeah. If you don't get this together now, you're not going to commission. And if you don't get it together now and you do commission, you're going to be a shitty officer. And I mean, it was just on and on about all these things, right? And he was just like talking to me as if it was normal, right? And I'm just scared, and I'm like 19 years old, to trying to like not, you know, portray any emotion and none of that. But I know he meant it with, I mean, the way he said it, I know it came from a place of love, and I want to take care of you, right? Like, I want to make sure that you learn now that you need to take care of your health. But he just said it in a different way, right? So I was like, yes, Sergeant. You're right. I'm going to, you know, do this, do that. He's like, so do you want my help or not? And I'm like, I guess I don't have an option. Yes, I want your help. And so long story short, he gives me this thing. He's like, I want you to run to every class, and I want you to cut down on your meals. Kind of like you were saying, just cutting down on the portions. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. And, you know, I was very, I started running more and doing sprints and just eating better. And I felt so much better. And ever since then, I was like, thank you so much for bringing this up to me. Maybe not in the best, nicest way, but I think for me, because of the way I need to be approached, you know, I need someone that's going to, you know, tell me in a firm, assertive manner versus someone that's like, yeah, I think you need to lose weight. Like, that's not how my brain works. My brain wants somebody that's like, you need to get this done and you need to do it. And I'm like, yes.
Well, you're so, for me.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, okay, well, you know, got it done. But even more so, right, as you're getting older, let's not even talk about hormones, and then you know, then we go into all of that, and we just don't know how to actually think before eating, right? Like, we don't get trained that way. So I knew that for me, it was my escape into not being nervous, into not feeling shame, my escape into just what I like to call buffering, right? Like, I was just out there not dealing with my negative emotions. So I was emotionally eating. And so, you know, when I actually figured it out, and I'm like, okay, I get it now. This is exactly why I'm going to the pantry, and I'm choosing these food options and, you know, all these things. Now it makes sense. But again, you only find out because you go through it, right? And, you know, when you said that, it really took me all the way back to that conversation. Yeah. But yeah, so it's hard, right? It's hard to deal with overwhelm. It's going to come up. And I love that you said that you continue to have overwhelm, because this is the truth, ladies. It's never going to go away. Like, you can minimize it. You can manage, you know, what you're thinking. But at the end of the day, we just have so much to consider, right? There's always something going on. We're always thinking about the next thing and other people that possibly need us. But at the same time, really understanding, you know, is this something that I can, you know, be honest about and raise my hand and be like, hey, guys, I need a timeout and I just need to take a little break, take a knee and kind of go from there. So, you know, again, kudos to you, which, by the way, if you haven't, again, followed her, that episode is number 54, Recognizing and Recovering from the Burnout. I highly recommend that you go check it out because, again, I saw the podcast come out, the episode, and then I saw it again on Instagram, and I was like, yes, I love this. I love what she's doing, setting the example, because the more women that can do that, the more military women that can start, you know, expressing themselves that, hey, by the way, sir, ma'am, I have kids at home. I may be a single mom. I have other things that I have going on, and I need some time. If we could start communicating and expressing that out loud, I think the better off everyone will be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you, Ashley, for that. And one last thing as we, you know, close out this episode, which I hope that everyone is soaking up. You know, what can you share with our military women community? What tip or tool can you give them when it comes to your health?
Yeah. So this is like a drum that I've started beating a lot recently because, you know, it's one of those things when you've been thinking these things and saying them for a while, but suddenly it just clicks exactly how to say it. So I've had that recently. So you mentioned in my bio, I teach the four pillars of health, right? So the four pillars are food, fitness, sleep, and mindset. And what I'm finding is when people are focusing on getting healthy, they're focusing on one to two of those pillars, never all four. And if you picture like a roof of a house with four pillars under it, like if you are only using one to two of those rather than all four, your roof is going to fall down. It's not going to work for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I like having that holistic balance approach to your health is really, really important. And I see this the most in sacrificing sleep to like get your workouts in. And here's the thing. If you are like skimping on your sleep in order to get up at 4 a.m. to get your workout in, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Like sleep is the most important thing to prioritize. And I know like talking to the military community is like, okay, yeah, but what if I'm on deployment and I'm in wash rotations where I'm getting 3 hours at a time? Like I know I've done those deployments. Even if you're like, okay, well, I'm getting about 7-8 hours. Okay. You know, I'm trying to eat healthy. I think I don't really know what actually to do. Like I'm trying to work out, right? It can feel like a lot. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, but you're like, I want to work on my health, ask yourself, what is one thing I can do to serve my body today? And just make it simple for you. For me, a lot of times that's my workout because that is how I stress relief. I mentioned endorphins, right?
Yeah.
But figure out what is the thing that can benefit you the most that will fit into your life in that day. And take some of that pressure off of yourself. Yeah. And you know, if this is something that like you're interested in getting more kind of guidance around, having some accountability around, I have a membership where I basically help you goal set in each of the pillars, give you, you know, advice on how to follow through on that. And then we do some coaching. It's good stuff. But yeah, like that's like pursuing balance in each of the pillars is just one of the biggest things that I think people need to be focusing on.
Yes. No, 100%. You know, for everything that you just said, and I just want to make sure that everyone caught it because I was, again, taking notes here. You said food, fitness, sleep, and mindset.
Yes.
Perfect. So there you have it, ladies. Food, fitness, sleep, and mindset. And then the question is, what can I do to serve my body today?
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely. Then, again, these are like the simple things that we kind of forget or that we know is there. Like, I know I need to sleep, you know, X amount of hours, or I know I need to, you know, be able to watch what I'm eating and, you know, pick and be intentional with the food options. And I know I have to go to the gym, or I want to go to the gym and just, you know, have a stronger body. And, you know, being able to identify, you know, what is really happening in our brains, right? And I think that this is, you know, a really beautiful thing that you have. You know, like you mentioned, a foundation is something that we really need if we want to continue to sustain, you know, this healthy lifestyle that we all want, right? Like, we really just want this one thing. I think I would say a lot of women would agree that we just want to be healthy, right? Because we have so many people around us that are depending on us. And that's honestly, I think, you know, one of the things that we all should be striving for is our health and just being really intentional, right? So thank you so much, Ashley, for sharing that with us. And ladies, like she said, she has a membership. And the key thing that stood out to me is the coaching, right? Because again, coming from another coach, when you can not only, you know, learn the information, be held accountable, but also have someone to show you what's really happening, not only in your mind, but what you're actually creating, you know, the results that you're, the actions that you're taking and the results that you're creating. When you have someone, especially someone like you, Ashley, that has been coaching for a while now, it's a lot easier, right? You're wasting less time in, you know, getting to your goal. So I think, again, if you haven't been tuning in and this is your first episode, you will know that I strive for being able to make more time that is not only quality time for you and your family, but also quality time with your relationship and your faith, quality time with your relationships like your family, your husband, your children, your soldiers, your sailors. So again, being able to, you know, have that accountability, have that training available to you and a coach is everything. So thank you, Ashley, for sharing that with us and everyone. Everything that we've said here, we will have also on our show notes. So if you really want to check her out now, go to the show notes. You'll have her link there. But yeah, Ashley,
and I wanted to mention too, I do have several like free resources too. If you're just like looking to get started, we talked about small steps. I have, you know, 5 ways to immediately improve your health. I have a clean eating challenge that would give you recipes so you like don't have to think about how to cook, right? So yeah. All that stuff's on my website. And I, would love to share that with the community.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I might have to go grab the meal snack one that you mentioned, because I'm
the clean eating challenge.
The clean eating challenge. I'm not the best in the kitchen. And if you know me by now, I think you will know that cooking is not my expertise, but I still manage. And again, I have an amazing husband that helps me out. So definitely we'll probably have to check that out, Ashley. But Ashley, sure. It's been a pleasure. And thank you so much for, again, taking the time and not only providing these tips, but also the resources available to our audience.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was a super fun conversation.
Thank you so much, Ashley. And ladies, again, you want to go check her out. Everything is in the show notes. And thank you for tuning in. And I pray that this episode blessed you. And I hope that you go ahead and go take action and download one of Ashley's free resources. All right, ladies, have a beautiful rest of your week. Bye. Hey lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here, and please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. Again, it is bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.